Next up is The Pot, reading a Backstreet Boy NSYNC fanfiction.
I'll be good for you. This fanfic is by me, Angela Patterson. And I hate writing this disclaimers, don't you? I hate it. Anyway, you know the guys all belong to themselves, and Angelia is mine. And so is Taniyala, except she's really my best friend Tanila. So I guess she belongs to her. Anyway, for her is my story. I hope you like it. It's my first, so please be kind. Chapter 1. Angelia Gabriella Patterson got out of her car. She was in Orlando at last. She'd been wanting to move here all her life, and now she was here even though she was only 18. Her parents had said it was okay and bought her a big house to live in. She locked her brand new 2001 lime green Volkswagen Beetle, just like the one in that Mandy Moore video. That was so cool! Because even though she was in a secured neighborhood, she still didn't feel safe. Just then, a guy came jogging by, and Angelia gasped when she saw who it was. OMG, that's Nick Carter! I live in the same street as Nick Carter from BSB! She was so happy. Chapter 2. The next day, when she went to the store to get some food, she was pushing her shopping cart down the aisle when she accidentally bumped into someone. OMG, I'm sorry, she said. It's okay, the hot guy smiled at her. Are you new in town? Yeah, I am. My name's Angelia Gabriella Patterson. Angelia looked at the guy and unconsciously ran a hand through her thick, naturally curly auburn hair and blinked her beautiful violet eyes at him. He looked kind of familiar with his blonde curly hair and blue eyes. Wait a minute, you look familiar. Do I know you? Yeah, you might have seen me on TV. I'm Justin Timberlake. OMG! OMG! Angelia jumped up and down and screamed. Justin just thought it was funny because he got that reaction all the time, so he just laughed. He thought she was really cute because she had a size 2 waist and was dressed really hot in a stylish halter with ties across the back, perfect makeup, and she was even wearing NSYNC lip gloss, and she had hot hip-hugger black pants on with platform Skechers on her feet. So, he asked her if she wanted to go out sometime, and she said yeah because she's not stupid, duh. Justin gives Angelia his phone number and tells her, you can call me anytime. Okay! Angelia says. She blushes and pushes her card away. Before she goes, Justin gives her a look with his eyes that says, I want you so bad. Chapter 3. When Angelia got home, her phone was ringing. Not her cell phone or pager, but her other phone. She picks it up. There was heavy breathing on the line. Hello? Hello? Nobody answers. She hangs it up and shivers. She called her best friend Taniyala, who they've known each other since they were babies and they're best friends forever. Author's notes. I forgot to mention the reason Angelia moved to Orlando was because she and Taniyala were friends when they were little, and Tani's parents made her move with them to Florida. Taniyala came over and they made dinner, and Taniyala was envious of Angelia because she's going out on a date with Justin Timberlake. That night, Justin called her and they went out to a movie. Even though she had seen it already, she was happy to see it again because he kissed her during the romantic part. The other girls in the theater gave her mean looks as she walked out with him holding hands. But she just doesn't care because Justin loves her. Justin took her home and the bodyguard Mike waited while Justin gave Angelia a goodnight kiss and promised he'd call her the next night. Chapter 4. The next day, someone knocked on Angelia's door. She opened it and saw Chris Kirkpatrick. He jumps crazily into the room and gave her a hug. Hi, sis! Hi, bro! She laughed and laughed and laughed. I didn't think you would be back until tomorrow! We got back early and I just had to come and see you. Look, I brought Busta and Korea. Aren't they cute? They sure are. Now come in and guess what? What? Chris asked, jumping around like a mental case. I met Justin at the store and went out on a date last night! Chris gave Angelia a funny look. Why are you looking at me like that, Chris? We didn't do anything except he kissed me, but it was really sweet. Don't you have a boyfriend? Chris asked. We broke up when I moved here, Angelia said. Since it's so far away from Pittsburgh where I used to live, we figured it was for the best. He's okay with it, except... Angelia thought about that phone call she had got the other night and started to get scared.
It's okay, I'm here to protect you, Chris said, taking Angelia into a strong protective brotherly hug.
Just then, Justin burst into the room and saw them sitting together and...
Okay, that's it for now. Please send me feedback or on fanfiction.net. RNR, please! And let me know what you think. If I don't get any feedback or reviews, I won't let you see the next parts.
I wonder if there ever was any more next parts to this story.
We should go back and look sometime.
Yeah, I would like to see more about this story. I quite enjoy the story. We used it in season one.
Yeah, and Dylan is lazy, so he pulled
Just love this story so much. It's so, like...
I know, I do,
it embodies everything that bad fan fiction is. It's got the Mary Sue and the... You missed a lot of... there was a lot of, like, typing errors that you could have exploited in this read that you fixed up, which makes me kind of sad.
Well, there weren't too many in here that he fixed up.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess so, yeah. The big one is that whenever her name is spelled wrong, you're supposed to pronounce it wrong.
Anglia.
Angelia.
Anglia.
Anglia.
One point it's done, Anglia.
Yeah.
It's Kay, I'm here to protect you. He said okay. These are all like kind of nitpicky.
Yeah, it's Kay is like one of the big ones where it's perfect how it is. It's Kay. I'm here to protect you.
What you did do well was there was a lot of spots where there was no commas or anything, and you read it like straight through without taking a breath, which I thought was funny. I thought you did a good job with that.
Yes, you did. Although I heard you breathing.
No breathing.
You pulled Appa, and I'm going to have to hold the same standards with you. No breathing.
The other thing I liked is that you didn't do any fake girly voices.
Yes, I very much like that.
I think you're the first person so far hasn't done that. Appa didn't do that either. But
yeah.
As a read, I thought it was kind of dry. I wasn't huge on your narration. I thought it was kind of bland. But at the same time,
it kind of worked.
Yeah, you did a better job than a lot of other people tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much to say. You're going to be safe. It was it's enough to get you through. In the grand scheme of things so far tonight, it was actually one of the better ones. But it... Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great for me, but it was one of the better ones tonight.
Agreed.
Anything else?
Not really, no.
Done.